From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. We're going to begin this hour with the situation in Afghanistan, where 5 years after the fall of Kabul, the Taliban are still active in key parts of the country. British Prime Minister Tony Blair is on a tour of the region. At a news conference in Kabul today, he pledged continued support for the Afghan government.
This is a generation-long struggle. Now, I'm not saying that we remain here in the same way for that length of time, but I am saying that overall, the roots of the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, this type of global terrorism around the world, are deep. And where they gained a foothold in a country like Afghanistan, it is going to take time to banish that for good.
Those sentiments were echoed today by U.S. Lieutenant General Carl Eikenberry. He's in charge of the Combined Forces Command in Afghanistan. I spoke with him from the Pentagon.
The Taliban extremists, it's fair to say that over the course of this past year, during the spring and the summer and fall of 2006, that there are certain areas of southern Afghanistan, southeastern Afghanistan, where they have stronger capabilities and they have more influence than they had, say, a year ago. At the same time, it's also critical to remember that 5 years since the fall of Taliban, the campaign has very much been won to strengthen the government of Afghanistan, build its security forces, to try to extend economic reconstruction and development and social services. And so it's into areas where the government has not had a firm presence that in some places Taliban extremists, narco traffickers have filled vacuums.
You say Taliban extremists filled a vacuum. Is it possible that the Allied forces took their eye off the ball, that by focusing on the physical and the economic reconstruction of the country, that you didn't pay enough attention on dealing with the Taliban and the possibility that they might actually rebound stronger than ever?
No, I think that if you look, Michelle, at the areas where Taliban has gained some strength, that there's a variety of factors at work there. We are against an enemy that operates on both sides of international borders. They're very adept at finding seams and finding areas for where they can establish sanctuary and safe haven. But at the same time, if you look against the baseline of what we began with in 2001 in Afghanistan, that at that time there was absolutely no national army, there was no national police force, there was no government presence. So the challenge for the Afghans and the challenge for the international community has been one of not dealing with a strong enemy. It's that there's a weak state, and the campaign remains one of trying to strengthen the state. But Michelle, to have tried to be strong throughout Afghanistan, a country that is one-third larger than the size of Iraq, that has a larger population than Iraq. It has the Hindu Kush that runs through the center of the country. To think that you could put forces everywhere, there's simply not enough troops in the world to accomplish that mission.
So how do you win this conflict, then?
Well, you win it, I think, by continuing to work very hard along the lines that we're operating. You have to keep in mind that the campaign in Afghanistan is not a campaign that will be won by military terms alone. The military can help create the conditions for success in Afghanistan, but the military cannot win the campaign.
Many wonder why NATO and the combined forces have not done more to curb the poppy production, which accounts for about a third of the Afghan economy. Why hasn't more been done to keep heroin production under control, since that seems to be the lifeblood for the Taliban, at least financially?
Yeah, the problem of narco trafficking, Michelle, is an extraordinarily serious problem. We're not going to beat this problem in the next year or two. The military helps support what is, at the end of the day, not a military problem. It's a law enforcement problem, and it's an economic problem. We've done that through the provision of intelligence support. We've done support for law enforcement operations, and we've also provided planning support for efforts at eradication.
This is all very interesting, and I have many more questions, but I'm told that our time together has come to an end. General Eikenberry, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Lieutenant General Carl Eikenberry is the commander of the Combined Forces in Afghanistan.